News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We are joined this morning by John Costello, who is the Sales and Marketing Director here at the K Club, because we are here in the K Club, which is utterly beautiful because News Talk's summer tour has taken News Talk Breakfast, and we are very, very happy about it, to beautiful Kildare. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, and you're very welcome.
Thank you. We have had a splendid time, I think it's all you can say, about the K Club and how phenomenal it is. It is the five-star setting that you would expect. I've never been here before, and it's absolutely magnificent. But it kind of got us thinking and talking about Irish hospitality and tourism and all of that and where it's at. Is it in a good place? We kind of hear mixed reviews of how easy it is currently for people.
Yeah, I think it is in a good place. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, over the last few years, lots and lots of properties, including our own, have had a huge investment put into them. So the products are great. I think we've come through a hiring challenge and come to the to an extent, at least, to the other side of it. Lots of businesses and properties in the industry are really investing in their people and making their businesses part of the Great Places to Work scheme and that kind of thing, and really, really focusing on their teams, which also then results in guests having a better experience as well. So that's I think, I suppose, the motion that the industry is really in. But I do think it's in a good place, and it's certainly a great industry to work in.
Currently. Well, and that's very good, because we keep hearing things about VAT rates, and we keep hearing things about that tourism, you know, isn't as good. And I think there was something like 73 hospitality businesses closed in the first quarter and all, and, you know, these insolvencies. Sure. Is it a difficult environment currently to operate within the constraints of all of that? Or are you, the K Club is obviously high end, it's five star, you know, people come here to have that kind of an experience, like wine tasting, golf tours, you know, all of those things, obviously huge golf tours, the Ryder Cup, you know, those types of things. Does that not affect you, or does it still affect you?
No, it does. It does affect us. And I mean, I suppose from a business point of view, really, I suppose, you know, costs have kind of really grown over the last couple of years. Inflation has been a major part. VAT has been a major part of that. But ultimately, I suppose, from our perspective, I suppose we've been very lucky. There's still a huge amount of Irish people come here every year. So we have that kind of consistent business. We have great business coming in from the US as well. And I suppose for us, over the last 4 or 5 years, we've really been trying to change our business from being that overly exclusive to being a very warm, welcoming place for more and more people to come. And for our locals, we really invite our locals to come in and be a part of the resort.
I was quite surprised at how family orientated it is here, because I would have thought it was mainly golf. But obviously you have a huge, gorgeous playground. You've got a kids' club. You have, as you were saying, those girls with the white coats that do like the science experiments. You know, you have a kind of a wraparound experience that's different to what I would have expected.
Yeah, and we hear that a lot. I mean, that's really evolved again over the last 4 or 5 years since the new owner, Michael Featherston, took over the property. New general manager in place and a whole new team and a new energy really throughout the resort. And I suppose we've activities from paddleboarding, boat trips, fishing, archery, tennis. We've 6 kilometres of trails. We've bikes, we've falconry, horse riding, all available. And that's just in the summertime. Then in the wintertime, we've over the last couple of years, we've introduced a comedy club. We had Joanne McNally playing here a few months back. We had the Dublin Gospel Choir on stage. We had a Keith Barry show. So there's lots of stuff going on throughout the wintertime as well.
Where did the Joanne McNally event take place?
We have a ballroom that seats about 400 people over on the south side of the estate. And we've a lovely restaurant there called South, which is very kind of casual. It's burgers, it's pizza, it's very buzzy, it's young, vibrant. And that was all redesigned by an Irish designer about 2 years ago. So it's a lovely large restaurant, but very, very casual. Jeans and T-shirts, burgers and pizza, nice beer.
It's really, it's innovated here in a way that maybe people who would have been here when it was under the Smurfits or whoever, like, they would hardly recognise it, I would guess.
Yeah, no, it has changed tremendously. It has changed tremendously. And there's been, as I said, there's lots of investment going into that you can see physically, but also I suppose the culture of the place has changed dramatically. And you're really seeing that warmth of Irish hospitality coming through from the moment you arrive at the gate and meet the the gate greeter, as we call them, and they really set the tone for our guests arriving at the property.
Look, looks like Irish hospitality is in very good hands. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning and for hosting us here. We've had a tremendous time. That is John Costello there of the K Club, because News Talk Summer Tour is here in Kildare.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.